Where I parked it was really easy, yes.
Jerry Casper was one of the thousands arriving for the game and rushing inside from the weather. Hockey games have long been a parking mess because thousands of cars arrive very quickly and try to leave quickly from an area with some access issues. There are some large parking lots. Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer says the new spaces around the arena are being used, citing a recent game when 226 spaces were filled and the city picked up an extra $1,200 in fees. Many paid with the city's Buffalo Roam parking app. Jim Smigelski doesn't like that approach.
Come down to Shays, and I guess we get used to the fact of not paying for some of the events, and now you have to pay for it. In a way, I can understand paying for it. I just don't like the idea of having to use an app to pay for it before you could use quarters. So that kind of rubs me the wrong way, but I do have a parking pass for the Sabres, so it doesn't bother me here.
Helfer says more than half of the city's parkers use Buffalo Roam, which gives them the flexibility if a game goes into OT. He says the app also means the city spends less maintaining the old parking meters and getting the cash out of them. He says the city is still making changes in the downtown parking system, which will include changes around Shays in the theater district. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.